apologies again. Michael, you're a relatively new recruit. Start with a very quick introduction to yourself and where you came from.
Yep, my pleasure. First of all, thank you for inviting me, and I'm happy to be here. Basically, I just joined CoachesGen about 3 months ago. I reside in Markham, Ontario, Canada. And for the past 25 years, I was working in the electronic manufacturing industry for different equipment suppliers, mostly in the Asia Pacific region. I've been working for Universal Instrument for roughly 20 years and 6 years with Northern Corporation. And okay. Also an additional year with a Chinese equipment manufacturer. So I built my career on capital equipment business.
Okay.
That's my resume.
That's fantastic. And now yeah. And now you're going to be out there connecting the world of capital equipment and deriving some value from the data that comes from it. I really liked your predictions that came back. The first three words: digitalization, digitalization, yeah. digitalization. Yeah. Yep. Couldn't agree more. You know, I'm a digital evangelist myself anyway.
Okay.
But why do you think that is so significant in 2022? Do you think we're at a bit of a tipping point?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, first of all, let's talk a little bit myself personally. You know, I've been selling capital equipment for basically my whole career, right? So now I'm switching to software solution. So I myself actually is a believer of that, actually. So, I mean, this is why of the career move. And coming back to what we kind of anticipate in the coming years, we see that the pandemic actually changes our life in a very, very significant way, and also to the electronic manufacturing industry. And one thing we kind of see in the coming years is that the customers, either EMS or OEMs, they're gonna look at supply chain in a very, very different kind of manner. I mean, the pandemic basically exposes the vulnerability and the risk of the supply chain. And I think the customer and the OEMs, when they look at manufacturing, they're gonna evaluate the risk or assess the risk with a very, very different matrices. I mean, it's probably not gonna be lowest cost driven. They're gonna look into a lot of different factors. For example, sustainability of the supply chain, how do you mitigate risk, and all that kind of stuff. I think you talk about that in your own article, actually, and I totally agree. So in order to mitigate risk, I think customers in the manufacturing sector, they will have to implement system to allow them visibility on the supply chain of what they're doing in the factory. They have to control the material, they have to control their process, and they have to have visibility on some of the critical KPIs. And also they will have to address the automation issue or implement some kind of automation in order to offset the impact of manpower shortages or people not being able to go to the factory. So I think automation is something that they will have to implement to a certain extent. So this is why I think the pandemic will accelerate the whole process, and people in our industry, our customers, will have to address some of these issues.
Yeah, and I think they have to address it quickly. And it's interesting, yours started with digitalization. I had another one that started with automate, and it was exactly the same argument. Yeah. And as you say, I think that's for a number of reasons. I think there's a severe issue with skill shortage coming up. And
exactly right.
You know, currently we're faced with shortage of components, and we need visibility to be able to manage that. We need automation to manage skill shortages. We're seeing a desire for shorter supply chains as well, which is driving innovation and automation. So the higher cost environments can be competitive. I totally agree with those. You've joined Kojiscan at the most interesting time to possibly join.
Probably the most exciting time. Yeah.
Yeah. 2021, a huge year for the for the business. It must have been an exciting exciting year to join the company.
Definitely. We have been like the recovery actually has been very steep. Actually, I mean, the last couple of months, I witnessed like business has been like growing so fast. And I actually said to myself, like you say, I mean, I feel exactly the same thing that I'm joining, not just Kojiscan, but like joining this industry, like the software solution kind of like industry at a very, very good time. And yeah, so I'm so grateful.
Yeah.
And actually echo a little bit to what you just mentioned, like on my first statement, you mentioned automation, right? I think the reason I use digitalization is because like, I think it's more than just automation. I think you have to be able to collect data. I mean, like have the visibility, and then you can talk about the other stuff. I mean, without the gathering of data, I mean, you cannot really achieve any of the other tasks. So I think like digitalization is a bigger word actually to encompass all the activities and all the initiatives, not just automation, but connectivity, visibilities on even like business intelligence. So I think digitalization is probably a bigger word. I mean, a better word to describe all the activities or the initiatives like the customers or, I mean, they will have to implement.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree. And I think the amount of data that you can potentially collect on the factory floor is huge, but you need that hyper awareness to be able to implement any form of automation successfully and to be able to implement successful business processes. And, you know, the result should be better process outcomes, better manufacturing outcomes, better performance and better business outcomes, which I think are all equally important. As a business, you have grown substantially. You had the acquisition this year. If our predictions are right, the demand in 2022 is going to be huge. What are you expecting for Kojiscan? You're expecting a year of substantial growth?
Yes, definitely. I mean, like, if I have to go back to my 2022 like prediction, there's another thing we're going to see, and we're going to see like proliferation of digitalization. I mean, like across the board. I mean, the way I can see it is like from big corporation to smaller, medium-sized kind of regional enterprises, they will have to embark on the journey of digitalization. I mean, they might embark at a different pace or maybe a different scope, depending on like the scale of the operation or maybe some budget constraints, but they will have to embark on that particular journey. So I think like this is the trend we are seeing, and this is the reason why I feel very positive with the Kojiscan kind of business activities in coming years. So this is why I've been hired by Kojiscan. So basically we want to increase our efforts on the front line, basically to cover different areas, new customers, and we want to make ourselves, like our services, available to our existing customer and also potential customers. So this is like, we are actually hiring a lot of people, not just myself. We are hiring people in the back end, like generating code, marketing specialists and all that. So basically we see that will be like, I think there will be like a significant increase in flux of business, and we want to be prepared for it. And this is like one of the things we're going to see in 2022.
Yeah, and I think you're absolutely right, Michael. You've got to provide a solution that suits every company. You know, there are global companies there that have got upwards of 1,000 SMT lines around the world, and then there are small companies that have got three or four lines in a single facility. They all need digital transformation.
Exactly.
They all
need automation. At a different scale. Yeah. Yes, but they all need
and they all need your support. So that accessibility and democratization is hugely important. Michael, an exciting year ahead. I'm hoping I get to see you in San Diego early in the new year.
Definitely.
For Apex. Definitely. That will be exciting. In the meantime, thank you so much for your contribution to this article. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Enjoy being
good
here.
Good luck for the future.
Thank you very much.